Business owners in Seattle and around the state are lining up to tap the expertise of an unusual group of consultants, undergrads at the University of Washington. That may surprise you, since the students mostly just have a few internships on their resumes, but their consulting class pushes them to dive deep into their clients' business problems and deliver tangible, practical advice. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross shadowed one local chef and her team of student consultants through the process.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Lauren.
I'm Christy.
Bam, let's do it. The food handler's handshake.
Christy Brown Wacoma bumps elbows with UW undergrad Lauren Bonzer. Wacoma has been a chef and caterer for decades. She owns a business called That Brown Girl Cooks, and she makes a special kind of hummus out of black-eyed peas instead of chickpeas. Tonight, she's meeting her student consultants for the first time in a big conference room at the university.
Oh, hi, how are you?
The next 2 months will be a sprint for the students, and the stakes are high. This isn't about just getting a good grade. They have a real-life client depending on their advice. Their ultimate task at the end? Give a final presentation to Wacoma with a roadmap for getting her hummus onto the shelves of big grocery chains. She makes three varieties, Ethiopian, curry, and Cajun.
And you want to go into these like bigger markets like Whole Foods and PCC Market. Do you plan on introducing like, all the flavors at once, or is that your hope?
Yeah, that's kind of how it's going now. It just depends on the stores and how they work.
It may almost seem like more trouble than it's worth to get three young 20-somethings up to speed on the hummus industry enough to get useful information. But Wacoma's done it before and found the student consultants so helpful she keeps coming back to the program. A decade ago, when she wanted to expand her catering company, she happened to meet the man who runs the university's program.
I'm Michael Vershaw. I'm the director of the Consulting and Business Development Center at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business.
He knew and understood what I was going through, and he was like, okay, well, had you thought about this? Did you think about it? And I hadn't thought about it. I need help.
There's a big trend going on in business school toward more hands-on learning, and the Foster School Consulting Center has been one of the pioneers. It got its start 2 decades ago in a class that assigned students to help business owners in lower-income neighborhoods. Now, about 300 businesses in low- and moderate-income communities turn to the undergrads for assistance each year. Vershaw says they learn how to interact with clients and use the accounting and marketing principles they've been studying.
If you're an undergraduate student, you've been in school for, 18 years, right? And you've learned how to take tests, you've learned how to read textbooks. But how do you apply that and make real decisions?
First step to making real decisions, the students have to see where Wacoma makes the hummus.
Let's walk around and you guys can check it out.
We're in a commercial kitchen attached to a church in Seattle's Central District. It's crowded with industrial-sized refrigerators, giant mixers, and huge pots. Caterers and bakers and Wacoma's hummus business all jockey for space here. The students try to understand the constraints.
So it's just a matter of like hours of refrigeration, but I still need it.
Okay, so it's sharing the time with the cooks.
Sharing the space in the refrigerator.
But they're not just listening and observing. The students dig in. They hold focus groups to test out new label designs. They meet with an executive from Whole Foods to find out the store's requirements. And they have lots of meetings, including with advisors from the business world who volunteer their time to help. One works in financial services and another works at Amazon.
Can you give me an overview of what she said were the requirements, the basics?
I mean, like, labeling is the main thing. Like, the main thing she says you have to come with your product, like, ready to be sold on the shelves.
UW senior Patricia Mayer says the class is a lot of work, but it's rewarding. Still, she says it can be intimidating to advise a business owner who has so much more experience.
We're kind of being thrown to the wolves. It's her business, so that's even hard for a professional consultant to dive in and get the gist of that. So for us to go in, I think it keeps us really humbled.
You're not expecting perfection, but what you get is something that you probably would pay like thousands for.
Wacoma says past UW consultants have drafted a business plan for her, and one helped get her hummus into 2 more stores.
It's like minions. It's like having minions. It's like, you need this research done, and then they're like all eager to do it, and then they add their own spin to it, and you're like, wow, I didn't even think about that. So it's a good collaboration.
After 2 months of work, the big day has arrived. The students are all set to deliver their presentation. They're wearing their best business attire.
Do you guys have your computer, or do you have it on?
We emailed it to
To Will. Okay,
they have 15 minutes to lay out their findings to Wacoma, including what they found out from the Whole Foods executive and their suggestion for how to redesign the label.
We made this yellow and orange that we think will make it stand out on shelves when it's being compared to competitors and really be more eye-catching to potential customers.
At the end, Wacoma is a satisfied client.
Oh, man, they did an amazing job. They really listened to me.
She says she may still tweak the label, but what's especially useful is the step-by-step plan the students created for her.
If you look at Whole Foods application about what they want, it's a little overwhelming. It's about 5 pages of just back-to-back information that I may not have understood, but this makes it more simple.
She says what the students delivered is a roadmap for a busy entrepreneur like herself to figure out what to do next. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.